brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One, the only, Max Kaiser coming up, and your call's continuing. Let's go to Nicholas in Illinois right now, and then we'll go to Jay. Nicholas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Jay, doing a great job, and noticed been logging a lot of company hours. I think you need a little vacay. I'm going to grant you as a fellow shareholder, I think you should get a couple of days vacation. You know, it'd be good for you.
Well, you know, the info war never rests, but I am going to be going on the road for a week when I speak in Dallas and then in Florida. But I'll be doing the radio show every day and actually working on the road. This does not work. When a bunch of scum is taking over your society and thinks they're winning, let me tell you, I can't control myself. I don't even see this as work. The problem is I probably work too much, and then the quality goes down. But this is not work, my friend. I hate these people something fierce.
A great attitude. But I'm more here to not necessarily talk to you, AJ. I want to talk to the closet truthers or the people that are on the fence about this whole truth movement. And I have more disrespect for those people that have been informed to the information but are afraid to speak out than the zombies that never even been exposed to it because they just don't know the information.
Well, I mean, Newsweek admitted that the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. And I've interviewed the embassy heads that say they were ordered to protect them. The underwear bomber was protected. It's all hiding in plain view. I'm not saying there aren't some Muslim terrorists. My point is that they work for NATO.
Absolutely. What I've personally done to try to awaken people, which I call awakening pamphlets, I've went online and bought some refill Monopoly money, pretty cheap, and just put a little flyer in the back of it asking people to please watch certain YouTube movies such as Loose Change, Final Cut, 9/11, Truth, Hollywood Speaks Out, Obama Deception, and just hand them out to people that I feel need to be awakened. I do frequently hand them out to police officers. You know, I have a little conversation. I'm like, have you heard of this Obama Deception? Supposedly the guy that fired the White House watched this. So this kind of gets a spark in their head, so maybe they're more likely to watch it. And I think other people need to get active in such little things like this.
Yeah, when you approach military and police, just say, this is a really hot underground video with some really interesting stuff. You know, watch it, and, you know, maybe if I see you at this coffee shop again or at the grocery store again, you know, tell me what you think. Or give them your own little business card. Give yourself an organization name, you know, whatever the name of your town is, you know, Happyville for Freedom or whatever, or Austinites for Liberty, give them the card with a little blog or website or Facebook on it. Give them a free DVD. Give them some info and say, hey, contact me. Tell me what you think. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and go to Jay in New York. Jay, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Alex? Hi. Yep. Wow, you really don't censor anything.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, people lie and say all my calls are fake and we screen them, but as you notice, we don't screen them. But go ahead.
And my real concern is about this chemtrails and stuff. My friend found out about this not too long ago, and he just freaked out, and he's just like putting himself in the house, not even coming out and stuff like that.
No, that's silly. You're not going to get away from the aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things that way. It's all part of a giant admitted terraforming geoengineering program. And so it's ongoing. You can't hide in the house from it.
One other thing also that I recognized recently is that when I'm actually sleeping at night, I'm hearing this humming noise. What is that? Do you know?
Well, there was a Kokomo hum in Indiana that ABC News reported on about 15 years ago. It's been associated a lot of times with government underground tunneling, where they're building railways will cause a vibrational hum. There's also earthquakes and things that happen super deep that can cause hums. Or it could be a transformer or piece of equipment nearby that's oscillating with your roof or something in your home. And DARPA does admit, and this must give the schizophrenics nightmares, that they have developed systems that go on top cell towers that can affect people's moods, and they're testing these psychotronic weapons on the public. The fact that they're testing them is admitted, but the details are classified. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there is a plethora, a cornucopia, a wide spectrum of issues I want to discuss with Max Kaiser. He's a filmmaker, broadcaster, TV host, inventor of virtual specialist technology, Hollywood Stock Exchange. And we really appreciate him joining us here today. MaxKaiser.com is his website, MaxKaiser.com. And again, our websites are Infowars.com and InfowarsNews.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. And remember, the globalists are coming in more and more. I've got stacks of it today, calling for total censorship, total surveillance. They're now saying they're going to shut down your website separate from SOPA with this ACTA, this global treaty, if someone claims trademark or, I'm going to go to Max here in a moment, trademark or copyright, just claims it. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I got a letter 2 years ago from Taser International out of Scottsdale, Arizona, saying, do not use the word Taser in your articles. It is a trademark and copyrighted. And I called the lawyer up and I said, you think I'm stupid? I said, I know this is part of the English language and is a news article under the First Amendment. I said, I'm not selling products under the name Taser. And I said, don't try a slap with me. And he went, oh, just disregard that. We send out thousands of those. Thousands. You do, huh? Well, I got a new one yesterday threatening us to not use But you know what? I'm going to wait till I talk about it because they're threatening us and stuff and saying that they have this right. And it's not a battle I want to take on, but I'll definitely take it on if I have to because it's got – they want to kill the language. Remember, they were going to get a trademark on the word SEAL Team 6, Disney was, and then no one could use SEAL Team 6. And you're like, but that's the language. This is how they're inverting private property rights. The big globalists steal real property, like Max Kaiser's virtual trading system, and don't pay him a dime. But then when you try to use English, they come after you. Side issue. The reason I'm plugging the websites is you better appreciate them. I don't talk about half the stuff, even less than half the stuff that goes on around here. The stuff we've already gone through. They're coming for the web. You better use Infowars.com now. You better appreciate the articles like Holdren at Science Budget Briefing. Leaner and meaner despite $2.6 billion for global change research. Another one. No one but Ron Paul, money bomb, aims to raise $3 million. Here's another one. Navy SEALs say false flag to be blamed on Iran may happen at any time. I think that's a pretty big article. TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner three times because she's cute, they tell her. Obama's CFR Economic Council director calls for global tax. That might be something you might be concerned about. New World Trade Center site to become military-grade police state hub. Russian Army chief decision on attacking Iran to be made by summer. It just goes on and on. I mean, it is all cuckoo land. All over the country, from New York City to Chicago to L.A., they're stopping people and doing frisk with no due process or stopping people on the streets and frisking them. What the TSA is beta testing, police are going, I can do that too? It's crazy. Now, I want to get Max Kaiser on about everything. I want to talk about the economy, about the latest on MF Global, about the global meltdown, about Moody's devaluing a whole bunch of European countries again, when it's Moody's that works for the big banks that sold everybody the garbage, who are really insolvent. I want to ask you about everything, but out of the gates, Max Kaiser, with Iran, Syria, all of it, what is front and center on your radar screen right now? What's got you fired up? What makes you leap out of bed at 5 a.m. in the morning, turbocharging towards the coffee maker, like I know you do, to fight for liberty? What's got you going wild?
First of all, what is a psychotronic weapon? That's what I want to know.
It's just electronic, ultra-low frequency, high frequency, different combinations that can make you sick, make you happy, make you aroused. They've had them for more than 60 years. Different wavelengths that affect brain chemistry.
Yeah, because I know they have those laser sound now where they can pinpoint an individual with a sound from 100 yards away.
It projects into the middle ear, yes. That's a patent in the 40s. Yes, they have that. But now they're moving just to frequencies that are broadcast through the cell towers. On record, DARPA admits this, that can affect mood. But details remain classified, Max. Kind of like the White House science czar admits they're spraying stuff in the air. But details are classified, Max. You don't need to know about that.
Oh, did you see that in the United Kingdom that somebody, there was a case with the Rothschilds where somebody called the Rothschilds a puppet master, and the courts in the UK said this is not libelous, that in fact the Rothschilds, you can call them puppet masters. This was just broken in the UK press like 2 days ago. You probably already covered it.
I didn't mention it, but it was Daily Mail got sued by him, and the head Rothschild said, I don't meet with oligarchs, I don't control Russian oligarchs, even though, as you know, it had come out that whenever they would bust an oligarch, Putin would, they would learn that the billions of dollars were really belong to the Rothschilds, and the guy was a front. I mean, I remember that in a bunch of news articles, and so I know that the paper won the suit and has now found photos of him actually over in Russia with them.
Yeah, so Stacy, of course, my companion, girlfriend, and Valentine's Day lover immediately said, oh, there Alex Jones is right again.
I wish I wasn't right. I wish you weren't right. The NDAA, all of it, Max. What do you make of that, of him going, I don't run anything. I don't have any power. Look over there.
Well, I tell you, you asked me what's on my mind these days. I mean, I think the MF Global story is an important change, a sea change. It's the end of one era and the beginning of a new era. Nobody questions, nobody doubts now that what happened was that a bank, in this case, JP Morgan, simply went into customers' accounts and took over $1 billion. And this is, I think that we have to understand now that the hope of reforming the banking system in some way is over. You know, that battle is now lost. We lost that battle because there's no investigation. There's no anything going on. MF Global is the beginning of a new era. These bankers can just reach in and take money without even anyone questioning it. So I'm focusing now actually on copyright as in Hollywood and the SOPA and ACTA. And I'm going to focus less on banks and bank criminals because I just think that's over now. We lost. The MF Global signifies the end of any hope of any reform.
It signals divine right of international bankers instead of kings. If they want to take your money and then get caught lying to Congress, they're going to do it. Here's the headline out of the London Telegraph. Nathaniel Rothschild loses high court libel battle. And it says Nathaniel Rothschild, the billionaire financier, has lost a high court libel action over a claim that he was the puppet master behind the deal involving Lord Mandelson and a Russian oligarch. And, of course, it all went to pot when he said that he'd never met with these people and the photos and videos got released of them all in meetings in Russia.
Yeah, so... So there you go. So that now is can be the so-called conspiracy theory relating to that family is now a conspiracy fact. And again, you know, the Alex Jones is always 6 months ahead of everybody else or 2 years ahead of everyone else. But the so I think that the SOPA and ACTA battles can be won because with people like Anonymous on the web and others. They're really winning battles, you know, with the SOPA battle.
What would you do if you got a letter threatening to sue you from a major publisher saying you can no longer use the word dummies?
Well, you know, Facebook is trying to trademark the word face to give you an idea of how crazy this is getting.
Yeah, in fact, News Corp, didn't they sue Skype because it has the word sky in it? I mean, now it's like pick a word out of another word. I mean, it's just reached cartoon level.
Right. They wanted to trademark fair and balanced. And, of course, Murdoch, not only was he caught spying on people, which is now a huge scandal, but now there's another huge scandal in the Murdoch press about police bribing. So, you know, Rupert Murdoch, who's the mainstream media, not only is he a horrible lawbreaker, but he's a horrible businessman. You know, he sold MySpace. He bought MySpace for $500 million, sold it for $34 million to a group of investors, including some young musicians. Now it's signing up 40,000 people a day. It's becoming a hit, big hit. Again, Rupert Murdoch is a horrible businessman. But that's the kind of people who have incredible power because they use the power of the press, the mainstream media, to influence political outcomes. You know, Tony Blair was beholden to Murdoch, to Bill Clinton and the Bushes, and Obama's beholden to the mainstream media. And they use copyright as leverage. They use copyright as a weapon. They use it as a way to control people. And I think this is a battle that can be won because the hackers and the pirates and the Anonymous group have always proven to be one step ahead. And when they win the battle is when, of course, Wikipedia went dark for a day, and suddenly people understood that there was an opposing force against this copyright legislation, and they immediately backed down.
Yeah, but even the trademark rule doesn't mean that a journalist or someone can't. I mean, if you trademark the word Titanic, I can still write about the Titanic. They're even claiming you can't even say the word. That's like when McDonald's 15 years ago sued the McDonald family of Scotland, who's royal, who owns a castle, because they had a castle farm and a castle pub that for 1,000 years plus had sold beer and cheese. And they said, you can't call it McDonald's pub.
Yeah, or I just read that Warner Brothers is suing Disney over The Wizard of Oz because the book mentions red slippers in the does not, and the movie does, and they can't make a remake because it's, and the book is on copyright, and the movie is off, and it's just goes back and forth. And they're using copyright, as you point out, to control language in an insidious manner that's creeping into our civil liberties in a way that's completely unconscionable.
We'll be back. Absolutely.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Okay, I want to get back with Max Keiser into this open globalist assault on free speech. You got Twitter, Facebook, Google. Every day I see three or four articles, I know you're seeing them as well, where they say, oh, we're going to comply with this government or that. If people are saying where speed traps are on Twitter, we're going to block them. If people are criticizing the Indonesian government, we're going to ban them. Yeah, we're going to, Google's going to take down or block videos that the U.S. government says are critical of the government. And now documents have come out that Big Sis is spying on the Drudge Report and others. And to track people that are criticizing the government because that hurts their capability to protect us. We've got to enslave you to protect you. I want to get back into that, Max, but in this short segment, what does it signify? Because this was my concern. If they can now say at MF Global, we're going to go ahead and keep your money. Yes, it's illegal. And yes, we did lie. And the head of the CF, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, comes out and says, Corzine lied. He did order the money transferred, obviously. And the mainstream media acts like they don't know where it went, even though Forbes reported where it went months ago. I can hardly talk. There's so many points I want to make. And now they just get away with it. What does that signify, Max?
Well, it signifies the complete abrogation of the rule of law. There's simply no law at all. And look, anyone with a Series 7 broker's license, what I had for many years when I was working on Wall Street, is literally a license to steal. Now, when I was working on Wall Street, the manager would come around and say, break any law you want. We got lawyers. As a matter of fact, unless you had at least one client suing you, you weren't considered to be showing enough initiative because the entire industry was set up that any complaints went to binding arbitration before a panel of brokers and bankers. You do not go to a jury. But that mentality has gone global and has gone into a multi-hundred-billion-dollar financial services industry that is now literally going into countries like Greece, stealing hundreds of billions of dollars and walking away scot-free. And then getting the local government, who of course works for the banks, to impose austerity measures as a way to pay off this multi-decade of debt that they themselves had nothing to do to incur. The Greek people did not create $500 billion of debt. That debt was passed to them through their governments from foreign banks. The same thing's happening in the U.S., as you know, the same thing happening all over the world. But there's no, absolutely no recourse. There's no rule. There's no body, no jurisdiction that is making any case against any of these people who are engaged in outright theft. I mean, you have to, I don't want to pull the Nazi card because it's overly done, but you have to really go back to the 1930s and see what was done in Germany to folks. And it was all legal, of course. This is what you hear all the time, Alex, from the mainstream media. They come, and Obama says the same thing. He says, it's all legal. What they did was all legal. Yes, what Hitler did was all legal too, Alex. He passed the laws to make it legal to confiscate wealth and to put people into a ghetto and to cremate them. What's happening in Greece right now is we're heading toward a financial holocaust, and those people are going to end up with the same final solution. And the bankers at Davos will say, well, this is great because this is the deflation we need to offset the inflation of all our money printing. We'll offset our inflation by incinerating a few thousand people or a million people. It's the exact same mentality, the exact same playbook. It's happening again, and there's nobody standing up to it. And, of course, if in the case of, let's say, and you make this point all the time, in the United States, of course, if it's not the Super Bowl one weekend or the Academy Awards the next weekend or, you know, mass sopping over the death of Whitney Houston on any given day, there's no space in the nightly news other than your news where there people are talking about the fact that there is a holocaust, a financial holocaust happening in Greece right now. That's not discussed. So that means that the people in the United States who don't talk about this are, by extension, participating in it. But they are ameliorated with the entertainment value and the ultra-cheap food and the ultra-cheap energy that's still available in the U.S. And so then it's just not talked about. But as I said, I think we're in a new era now because there's absolutely no pushback at all against.
And that's my next question when we come back and then get into other news and go to calls, Max Keiser. What's coming next? I mean, if they can get away with anything, sticking their hands down our pants, stealing our bank accounts, lying to Congress, shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, putting toxic poison in the water, what's coming next?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How you like me now?
Studying of history, and I've studied the corruptocracy of kleptocrats that we have running things, and they are definitely clinically ill from a case of megalomaniacal chutzpah, megalomaniacal bravado, megalomaniacal craziness. I mean, look at Corzine, 40-1 bet, other people's money, lies before Congress, gets caught lying, and now the entire corporate media structure, the whole system is coming out and saying, we don't know where the money went. And as I pointed out 3 months ago when this all started, it was in Forbes, it was in the Associated Press that most of the money had been wired to London and J.P. Morgan. But then I guess J.P. Morgan said, hey, don't say it came to us, just say it's a mystery where it went. And so now everybody says we don't know where it went, and federal regulators are in the news, the financial news, every week saying, gee, we don't know where it is. Now, if you wire $1,000, there's a record of it. You wire $10,000, there is a criminal investigation opened. called a suspicious transactions report. It's a global rules. Homeland Security runs the whole thing worldwide. It's standardized because the globalists want to know where money is going so they can steal it. They only shut down the drug dealers they want to shut down. They only shut down the money launderers they want to shut down. Goldman Sachs, all these people are, that are involved taking over countries, they're conquerors. They're crooks. And that's what Max is talking about. And now they're playing along like they don't know where the money went when it's public where it went. And the so-called media is playing along. I mean, Max, that's what's really frightening here. It's not just that the globalists are thieves. It's that just like Caligula or Hitler or anybody, they get so arrogant, they start going wild and always bring themselves down. But generally, they bring tens of millions down with them. You know, democide in the 20th century, Max, killed more people than anything else, and it's an academic term, well known in academia, but not ever on the news. Of course, that's death by government. They killed 264 million people last century, conservatively, Max, not counting warfare, not counting troop casualties. With this type of insanity at this level, what's coming next?
Well, you know, just to be clear, what, again, the significance of the MF Global story and my experience as a stockbroker on Wall Street for many years, there was a barrier called segregated accounts that no lunatic who even was bent all the rules or broke all the rules, you would never go into a segregated customer account. It's heavily coded as such within the system and steal money. I mean, of all the crimes that we did forgery all the time. We did all kinds of criminal behavior. I mean, every single stock, by definition, if you have your Series 7 license, you are a criminal. That's pretty much the business model of Wall Street. And I've told you some of the tricks that we used to use, look-back trades and other things we used to use to just print money all day long. But when you go into the segregated account and just steal from a customer like that, that's a whole nother dimension to this history of bank collapse and criminality that we've seen when the Lehman Brothers collapsed and the big TARP bailout that Hank Paulson engineered by threatening Congress with martial law. I mean, this is a new chapter, and it literally means that people's bank accounts and their brokerage accounts are not safe from the meddling fingers of somebody who simply can reach in there and steal their money. And this is something that is just a new chapter. So I anybody who had an escape plan, and I noticed I just saw a story on Reuters and I sent you the link. The number of people who are renouncing their U.S. citizenship in the last 12 months has skyrocketed. People are getting out of the U.S. They are renouncing their citizenship. And they're getting out of the United States. They don't trust the United States. Anyone with any means at all is leaving. The embassies are chock-a-block. They're stuffed with people trying to get to their exit interviews. Because in order to renounce your citizenship, you have to go into the embassy or an affiliated institutional branch. And you have to go through an exit interview. And they then give you a certificate which formally you have renounced your citizenship. And from that moment forward, the U.S. is no longer has claim to you. But the number of people at embassies around the world who are waiting to do this, they can't handle the volume. Anyone who's really got anything to protect realizes that when, for example, they shut down Switzerland, why? Because those American banks wanted to get into the money laundering business. The American banks wanted to get into the secret bank account business. It's not that Switzerland was closed down as a place to launder money or hide money. No. The United States, the Wall Street banks, wanted that business for themselves.
Well, more than that, Max, as you know, they admit – and I was just playing a clip earlier about this global government they want to get all the little guys' money. Somebody who put $20 million in over 30 years, that sounds like a lot to most people. That's nothing to a globalist who's stolen tens of billions. They want to rob all the little guys. And you notice when they have gone after Swiss banks, it's always, you know, for $2, $3, $5, $10 million. It's always just setting that precedent. But expanding on that, Max, and looking at this, I ran into some of the family, and after I met them and talked to them, I went and looked them up. It really was them. John Wayne's kids, some of John Wayne's children, you know, famous actor. And they were leaving the United States and selling everything they had. They had a ranch out outside Austin. And they're well, that was 2 years ago. They've now left the United States to Costa Rica. And I asked them why, and they said because the government's going to raise taxes and rob everybody, and it's changing the rules, and all the money's leaving. And I've talked to a lady who is worth over $3 billion, owned one of the biggest defense contractor companies, one of the richest women in the world. I'm going to just leave it at that. I probably already said who it is with that information. And she left the country 4 years ago and said the United States will not exist, and you're going to be huge because everything you're saying is going to come true. And if you live, you're going to be the biggest thing in media out there. And I said, why? And she said, because you're 100% on target. And then I went and looked her up, and it was her. So, but see, that's not like, oh, great, I've been right. It's horrible news, Max. The money is running like they're scared to death. What are they scared of?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not about taxes or raising taxes. It's more about what you see at the TSA now. We get reports all the time about TSA agents just stealing money and shaking people down, basically, and stealing property. And this is now becoming endemic throughout the U.S. in every tier, right up to the level of J.P. Morgan. You know, Jamie Dimon, who runs J.P. Morgan, stealing money from MF Global clients. And by the way, that number I just saw a report was raised out to another, raised again to $1.6 billion that they say that they can't find. You know, it's an incredible economy where Walmart can tell you where a razor blade they sold 3 years ago is in a landfill somewhere with some RFID tag. But the major bank on Wall Street has misplaced $1.6 billion. I mean, that's an amazing admission in this day and age where everything is known by everyone on the corporation front and on Wall Street. But you've got right up from the top, the Jamie Dimons of the world, right down to the TSA agent. They simply now steal. Stealing has become legitimized. You know, I've said since I've been coming on your show that the closest antecedent to what's happening in the U.S. has got to be Argentina 2000, 2001. And there's a brilliant 12-part series on YouTube, a documentary, where they show the rich loading up trucks, armored vehicles, and driving the money out of Buenos Aires, leaving the people with nothing but pots and pans. And if you look what's happening in Greece, this is exactly what just happened in Greece. Those people had $400 billion of their GDP stolen. They're sitting there with pots and pans now. They've got nothing.
And it's not even their debt again, and they admit the mega banks that did it,
right.
that infiltrated their government, right. Are so now taking over the country, and they're not going to be able to vote anymore.
Well, look, in Argentina, that was the template. The debt was from Citibank that the Argentinian government nationalized, and they passed a law. And, of course, it's all legal. This is what you always hear. It's completely legal. They nationalized all this foreign debt, and then they forced it onto the people in the terms of austerity. Same thing in Greece. Same thing in all of these situations where you find the IMF and the other troika members meddling around, involved in these massive scams. And the U.S., of course, now with you see it happening with the TSA agent is a perfect metaphor for what's happening throughout the entire economy, right up to the CEO's office of the biggest banks in America. They simply steal your money. They're not doing some leveraged, a derivatives trade as a way to move risk from one balance sheet to another as keeping liquidity or making a market. No, none of that is happening. They're just stealing. And this has gone to the point where people now are renouncing their U.S. citizenship in record numbers. Since they started tracking this, the number has never been higher. It's up 200 or 300% from last year. And the lines and embassies around the world to renounce U.S. citizenship are growing every single day.
How bad is it going to get?
Well, I mean, in the U.S., the U.S. is in a very interesting position because it has been the chief beneficiary of these banking scandals for decades. And what I mean by that is that in the U.S., the price of energy and food is still, compared to other countries, very cheap. So somebody making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year can actually have a reasonable life because the, you know, lifestyle even, because the cost of energy and food as compared with these other countries is still relatively is cheap because the U.S. has a reserve currency and because of so much of the U.S. economy is subsidized. You know, when the Republicans say they hate big government, that is a big joke because the economy of the U.S. is nothing but underwritten and subsidized by big government. The agriculture industry, you talked about the Mexican Coca-Cola being sweeter than the American Coca-Cola and the high fructose corn syrup. That's because corn is subsidized by big government to the point where the price of corn is so cheap that they inject it into food into America. And 60% of every calorie you take in the United States is from high frequency, high fructose corn syrup. Because of the underwriting that comes from the government.
They just come in and lobby the corporations and the food makers to put it in there, basically giving it to them. And it's the same thing with fluoride in the water, everything.
Right, so
special interests come in and make you do this.
The price of food ends up being extraordinarily cheap. It's horrible for you, and you end up having to take supplements to survive. But the basic food at the fast food joint is incredibly cheap. Same thing for energy. Oil prices are not, do not reflect the world market because America's, it got wars going on all over the world. The biggest buyer of gasoline is the Pentagon. They spend $230 million a day on gas. To gas up all those vehicles for the Pentagon to go into all these countries and just kill shoot people indiscriminately because for fun, $230 million a day they spend on gas. Okay, now to keep that flowing, they've got relationships with Saudi Arabia, which, of course, then you open up that whole Mideast quandary and you see how the propaganda comes out and how we're targeting Iran and why Syria is bad, but Bahrain is good. And, you know, you end up in this incredible quandary.
Let me raise that for you and then go to calls, Max, because that's the next issue I wanted to raise with you here today. Why is the establishment so arrogant that they're openly putting al-Qaeda in charge in the areas of Syria they've invaded, al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, al-Qaeda now being put in everywhere, and the media admitting that the U.S. and Israel are using al-Qaeda terror groups? That was in NBC News a few nights ago. Like it's a good thing. Like I've got to have a pot-bellied pervert grab my genitals and try to grope my children at the airport and go after my wife. Because terrorists are everywhere, al-Qaeda, but al-Qaeda openly works for the government. But then I'm bad to say 9/11 is an inside job.
Well, al-Qaeda worked for the government, you know, to fight the Russians in Afghanistan. Bin Laden was on the, you know, working for the U.S., and then he wasn't working for the U.S., and now the al-Qaeda is working for the U.S., and the history of the U.S. foreign policy is like this. They flip and swap. There's no ideology behind it. It's simply empire out there trying to get secure resources for the cheapest possible price. That's the whole methodology to it. There is no ideology. There is no democracy building. None of that happens. You know, they've got drones just destroying schools. They're not out there building schools. They're just out there securing oil because the price of oil in the U.S., even at $4 or $4.50 a gallon, is incredibly cheap compared to Europe. You know, it's $12, $13, $14 a gallon now to buy gas in Paris because France doesn't have the Pentagon going around the world blowing people up for their oil reserves. So I'm saying, you know, America, this is what makes America very interesting is that even though they're getting screwed horribly, the average person still has cheap food, cheap gas. You know, they have a reason compared. They have a reasonably comfortable life, you know, even at this point, even at this late stage of the game. So the U.S. is not motivated, even though you can tell them how bad things are. The average person is still not feeling it. And this is what the guardians of this empire in Washington know. The guys, you know, the neocons, the Rumsfelds, the Cheneys, they know that their job is to just get resources as cheaply as possible and to take the flack, to take all the jibes and the sarcasm and to be portrayed as bad guys. But they believe that they're doing the job of keeping the masses, you know, in cheap oil and cheap food. And they've done a job doing that. Now, unfortunately, and what you're saying, what I'm saying, what Gerald Celente is saying and what other people are saying is that there reaches a point where there is it can't sustain it. It's unsustainable. And that shift, when suddenly the debt bomb that has blown up Greece and blown up other countries finally blows up the U.S. economy and prices double and triple overnight, the very top, those people who orchestrated this whole campaign, they're going to be gone. They're not going to be in the United States. They're going to be living elsewhere.
And there's the answer. There's the answer. We're going to do a few more segments of calls after the break. But you're right. That's why the rich are leaving, is because when they finally implode the U.S., they're going to totally implode it and just going to leave us behind with a bunch of militarized police and TSA running around. And, boy, I wouldn't want their jobs, because you're going to have 400 million guns and a bunch of angry people. It's going to be a mess, Max.
I believe that the timing is, you know, all the signs are there, but I can understand why people are not motivated to get up and do anything right now, because they still have a reasonable lifestyle and they still feel that the risk of losing their reasonable comfort level is not worth risking.
Don't know that by letting the New World Order come in, they're ensuring their destruction. But they'll find out soon enough. Call straight ahead with Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see our big article up there concerning Navy SEAL sources. They say the false flag is in the offing. That is big news. And they say warn people before it happens, because there's one thing these banksters love to pull, that's a war, to grab even more power. Let's take a few calls in this short segment, the next, with Max Kaiser, our guest. Val in Montana, you're on the air with both of us. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for the honor, Alex.
Thank you. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm on Survivor, Max.
Yeah, your phone doesn't sound too understandable, but go
okay,
ahead. And
I have a pretty bad connection out here. I'm in a pretty remote area. Sorry about that. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it sounds like it's not the connection. It's the telephone. You're on a hands-free.
Okay. Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about the Sewer Main Media.
Well, that's a good name for them, Sewer Main Media.
Yeah, it's my term of endearment for them, among others. I you know, to pay homage to Solante, every now and then I'll refer to him as a Mustang Ranch.
the prostitute media, the chicken ranch.
Yeah. I've heard you call him that. I want to talk about. I want to ask you guys if you know Rush Limbaugh well enough to tell me why he will. You know, because Max was talking about different ways of getting people to really move this thing in the other direction, and real vocal people like yourself and others have made so much progress. Here we have Rush Limbaugh, who will go so far, and he could tip this thing over on the the tipping point. He could move this thing the other way with Ron Paul and so forth. What is he doing? How can he go so far?
Well, I mean, they're in there to be steam valves and control people, and that's why the system has put him forward. There's a lot of people with more talent than Rush Limbaugh, but he's put up there as the big king daddy because he'll play along with the establishment system. I mean, that's very, very, easy answer. And the sewer stream media, I appreciate your call. That's a good question. Max, where do you see the sewer stream media going?
Well, I mean, this is an interesting question because Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Michael Savage, these guys are what I call the shock right, the right wing on the shock. I know I don't want to get into a whole discussion about right versus left. I just want to, for the purposes of making this point, let me digress. Okay, he is on the shock right. There is nobody in America who's on the shock left. There is on MSNBC, you've got Rachel Maddow, she's a centrist. You've got Amy Goodman of Democracy Now. She's in the center. Tom Hartman, who's on RT, he's also a biggest so-called progressive radio host in America. I don't even think he's on the left either. He's a centrist. There is no left. There is no shock left. Imagine if Max Kaiser had a three-hour every morning talk show on a major network in America. Number one, Rush Limbaugh's ratings would collapse. Number two, all heck would break loose because suddenly you've got both a shock right and a shock left. There's no balance.
But Max,
whatsoever.
I wouldn't call you left. I don't even go off those terms. They've tried to
I
put
know,
up the
I
young turd
I
guy.
I don't want to digress into this whole right-left business, but in the case of the radio landscape in America, and you've got your show, which is completely independent, and you've cobbled together this massive audience by dint of sheer brute strength. You've just gone outside of the mainstream, and yet you've got this huge audience. But other than that, it's a wasteland. There is no opposing voices.
No, you're right. You're right. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.